We asked the business of Norfolk how they are dealing with the coronavirus crisis, what they are doing in lockdown, and how they are working to help us.
Rocking on. Live music in pubs and venues is a big part of many people's lives. And so, when the popular Brickmakers in Norwich was closed, landladies Pam South, Emma Rose and Charlie South looked for guidance. On the night we closed, we had many conversations with customers and bands, and the most common worry of many of them was the impact that social isolation would have on their mental health. How would they cope not being able to see and talk to other humans? For many, music is a form of therapy. It offers a way to de-stress and release tension. To lose yourself in a song leaves no room for other thoughts. So we came up with the idea of a Brickmakers internet radio station, says Charlie. Now there are four live shows every week, showcasing local bands and live phone interviews with band members. Listeners can chat with Charlie online to ask questions or make song requests. Two mornings every week, the local vicars call into the show for a virtual coffee and a chat. This is aimed at the local community. It gives listeners a chance to reach out for help, be it help with shopping, collecting medicines, or a friendly chat. The reaction has been very positive. It enables us to bring local music to people in our fine city while hopefully making them feel a little less alone, says Charlie. It's not really about business, as we make no revenue from it at all, but more importantly, it keeps the community engaged and makes people feel connected. It enables us to reach out, give out numbers to call. If we can ease the loneliness of a few people by playing their favourite song or saying hello live on the station, then it's worth every second. If you like the sound of this, visit the website, thebrickmakers.com. Make some notes. Want to learn to play the guitar, drums, piano, keyboard, or would you like to learn to sing? Jennifer Grace Music is offering music lessons online, so you or your child can have one-to-one tuition while you're at home with a free trial 30-minute lesson. Whether you're picking up something you've done before, starting from scratch, whatever your age or experience, we can help fill those lockdown hours, says Jo. If you're interested, give Jo a call on 01603 789366. Helping the professionals. Norvic Training offers first aid, moving and handling, and clinical training to all sectors, including to care workers and nurseries. It's a really tough time for all care home and domiciliary care settings, and we want to help. We've had to cancel all our courses at the moment, but we have a small team working from home, says Managing Director Wendy Powells. For nurseries, we're putting paediatric first aid information up, one subject per week, to help the workers' first aid skills stay a little sharper and add to their CPD portfolio. We've been asked to deliver an anaphylaxis session virtually via Zoom for a particular nursery and a first aid awareness for new foster carers. We are here to listen if anyone just needs someone to talk to. The company has also lent equipment that can be used on private ambulances that are backing up the NHS. Then there were three. The small businesses of Dis have a simple message. Don't panic. Your local, essential, independent shops are still open for business and are waiting to help you. Dis has revived the fortunes of its independent shops in an area known as the Heritage Triangle. The area has a delicatessen, whole food retailer, sweet shops, gifts, artisan crafts, jewellery workshop, antique shop, wool shop, craft and haberdashery, bakery, cafes, fashion, hairdressers and beauticians, interior fabrics and furnishings, homeware and DIY. During the lockdown, Frederick's Fine Foods, the natural food store, and D.A. Brown's The Butchers are working together to offer customers a delivery or collection service, a lifeline for many town and rural residents. Frederick specialise in cooking a wide range of fresh food in their theatre-style kitchen, as well as stocking delicatessen products and locally sourced fruit and vegetables. D.A. Brown and Son in Dis and Harleston are working tirelessly to keep their shop well-stocked with locally sourced and traceable meats. And the Natural Food Store, which specialises in vegan and vegetarian foods, organic vegetables and fruit, and environmentally friendly products, is also rising to the challenge this new world we're facing has brought. Visit the websites for details. Fredericksfinefoods.com, dabrown-butchers.co.uk and nfs.coop. That's N for November, F for Freddy, S for Sugar, .coop. No hyphen. Keeping an eye out for you. Just 2 months ago, the team at Norwich's Coleman Opticians, celebrating 75 years in business, was receiving a national award for health and well-being at the Excel in London, now the NHS Nightingale Hospital. Despite the huge upheaval since then, Coleman is remaining positive and triaging emergency calls for red eye, sudden double vision, flashing lights or new floaters. It's also doing the simple things, like safely adjusting glasses to help comfort while NHS workers manage their masks, ordering new frames to fit better and talking through problems with eyes over the phone. The online shop has hearing aid batteries, dry eye products and hay fever solutions. And the team at Coleman is keen that people support the local independents to keep them going through this unstable period. Vision to help. Optician DR Gray is providing a telephone advice service limiting appointments to those with severe symptoms requiring urgent examination. For key workers requiring replacement spectacles or contact lenses, a priority telephone ordering system will reduce the need for face-to-face consultations. Patients requiring advice on acute eye problems are advised to telephone the practice when they will be able to speak with an optometrist for advice and appropriate management. For all emergencies, call 01603 624 565 or email info@colemanopticians.co.uk. Make the most of one life. Norwich Gaming Cafe One Life Left director John Cage said, "We're now running interactive online events through Twitch, YouTube and Facebook. We're online every day with gaming news, chat, game reviews, competitions, tournaments and quiz nights. We have a high number of people in our community who live with anxiety and other conditions, and providing some light relief for these guys has been rewarded with some amazing feedback so far." Visit their website, onelifeleft.net, for more details.